She is Mary Vanderbilt. She will update traffic and sometimes weather. She is Mary Vanderbilt. And then sometimes she will do them both together.
7:12. I'm gonna call an audible on the plan I had for the text question. Today's Teacher Appreciation Day. Here's a text question. Tell me about a teacher that meant a lot to you. Oh, a teacher you want to throw a shout out to.
Sure.
Right?
Very
could be
good.
A guidance counselor, could be a teacher. Mm-hmm. But it's Teacher Appreciation Day. So if somebody meant a lot to you in your life, Mrs. Broadwell, my English teacher.
Very nice.
Who I believe would be about 194 if she was still alive. She was great to me.
Yeah.
And encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a guidance counselor during a difficult period of my youth.
Mm-hmm.
Named Mr. Head, Malcolm Head.
I remember you talking about him.
Yeah, good dude. So Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
That's the hook. By the way, just about every teacher spends their own money on school supplies.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're missing something in their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
There's an organization called Kids in Need Foundation, KINF.org. It's 4-star rated on Charity Navigator, which is the Charity Navigator rating site. It's like the Better Business Bureau for charities. And if you want, you can donate to them, and they can help supply school supplies for kids. Or I think just about every school would take this. I'm not positive. But call your kid's school and say, I would like to know, is there a fund, a general fund, or is there a way I can donate to help you guys with school supplies?
Yeah, absolutely.
And even though it's getting to be the end of the year, it's obviously not the beginning of the year. There's always a need for
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah, especially over the summer months. You got to start. They start prepping early, getting their classrooms ready July and August.
Teacher Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Vanderbilt's here. Congratulations once again to you on your soon-to-be enshrinement on the Walk of Fame.
Thank you so much. Very exciting.
Which of your family members was most excited when you told them? I mean, is there a sister that you're really tight with, or your kids, or your husband?
I don't know. I think my mom.
Well, that's great.
Actually.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, she was very excited. She wants to come next week. We'll see how her health is.
We'll see what her schedule is.
Yeah, her schedule. She might have to go to the casino that day.
I was going
to
say, what if there's bingo or the casino?
Yeah, there could be bingo, casino. You know, she's got a lot going on.
Well, it's got priorities. Did she brag about you at her facility where she lives?
Well, yeah. And this was when I first found out. And I went home and I told, of course, my husband. And mm-hmm. I told some of my kids. And then I told my mom. And it was a major mistake because I go to bingo. I call bingos on Saturday. As soon as I get to bingo.
She's not kidding. She really
I hear,
does.
I do. All this whispering is going on. And I hear this, congratulations. I'm like, what did I do? And I look at my mom and she's like sheepishly, you know, looking at her bingo card. And she goes, I'm sorry. I just couldn't hold it in.
And that's nice.
You know, and I said, well, hopefully, you know, a few of them will forget about it by.
Well, you know, I'm sure if they got bingo, they would have. But
it was very cute. It was very cute.
Well, that's a very nice thing. All right. Now take me back. First person you worked with here in the morning.
First person.
Yeah.
Well,
who was in this chair then?
Bob Collins.
Were you intimidated? Because Bob could be an intimidating guy.
Oh my gosh. Well, I had to audition for the job back then. So
how did
that
work?
I auditioned in the afternoon. I don't even remember. I don't know. Maybe Dave was here.
I don't remember.
Yeah. No. I don't even remember. But, you know, we were in the showcase studio with that big, huge map.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this traffic map that was so obnoxious. It was on the wall, and it lit up when there were delays in red. So it was red, green, and yellow bulbs. These huge bulbs.
Like actual light bulbs.
Yes, bulbs.
Wow.
And the bulbs would blink, bleep, 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 bleep. You know, like two or three would go off when the delay would get bigger and bigger.
Right.
But it was up so high on the wall, so you'd have to, like, extend your head up to look for the travel. And, you know, there weren't any travel times on there. You were just basically saying delays at the time.
You were estimating.
So you were estimating, and you had delays, and your head's all cranked up, and it was very odd.
And could Bob Collins see you with your crooked neck looking up at this thing?
Oh, yeah. I was in the studio.
You were in the studio with him. Did he ever mock it?
Oh, I think they loved it. I think everybody. It was such a.
That was state of the art technology.
It was a party thing because people would stop on Michigan Avenue and they'd watch, you know, and look at the traffic.
We should have gotten one of those fake maps in here.
I want to know where that thing is. You know, that
should
be
in the broadcast.
Oh,
yeah.
That should be in the museum.
Yeah.
It was a relic.
All right. Now, you're on the Walk of Fame with some pretty impressive folks, not just Bob Collin posthumously, but, you know, Dave Bennett.
Yeah, Dave.
And Orion Samuelson.
And Orion and I worked with, of course, Spike mm-hmm. Odell, and I worked.
Whatever happened to him? Did he ever make anything?
No, Spike the LA Morning guy back then, an Orion, and of course Tom Peterson was a big influence on me back then because he was like my dad, you know. On
well, that's nice to hear you say, because I always thought Tom was a cranky old man, but you must have got him in his nice period.
Oh, Andre, you know.
He was cranky. He was great, though.
To a degree, but he was always so casual about everything. He's like, don't worry about it, you know, whatever. And so, okay, I feel fine. And one time, I got in an accident one morning.
You got in an accident? Oh, I don't know this story.
Yes, I got in an accident.
So you appeared on the traffic report.
Well, it was kind of difficult to report on. Well, I wasn't here at the time because I was on the side of the road on the Eisenhower, and I got somebody hit me from behind, and I spun around, and I ended up in a ditch, and I was like, ah! It was hysterical.
Sure.
And I called Tom, who's the first person I called. I didn't call my husband. I said, Tom, I think I'm going to be late. I'm in a ditch. And he's like, okay, now Mary, are you injured? Yeah. I go, I don't know. And I said, I got to get to work. And he said, okay, just can you get the car out of the ditch? Yeah.
So yeah, let me get around and push it.
I did. I got it out. He goes, okay, just come to work. Okay.
So he talked you down.
He talked me down and calmed me down because I was ready. I was spun around the opposite way. So I was like, how do I turn around? I'll be going on outbound and the inbound.
Well, did you at some
like
point?
Laura Petrie. I was like, yeah,
no, that was good.
But did you at some point realize you were hurt or you were okay?
I was fine, but I was a little late. I think that was only one of the only times I was late for work.
So when did you turn into this, Captain Cool? I don't see you falling apart here.
I don't know.
I mean, the woman you're describing sounds like...
I don't think I was that hysterical. I really don't. Mm. Yeah, but...
Tom told us a story. You said you were hysterical.
Yeah, oh, he probably doesn't remember.
He probably doesn't. All right, so you did afternoons. You've done the morning show here. Were you on other shows I'm not aware of?
I did afternoon. No, no.
Oh, look at Miss Drive Time over here.
And it was only afternoons for about a year and a half.
And then the morning show forever.
Yeah.
So you've been getting up at this god-awful hour for how many years?
Well, I was 21 here, and then I did WMAQ for 5 years, traffic, and then I did The Score. I was their first traffic reporter at
Is that
The
right?
Score. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever happened to The Score?
I never heard of it. I used to, when I was working in Joliet 21 years ago, I used to listen to Mary on WMAQ, and I always would say, oh, God, I love her voice. I love driving it at 3:30 in the
traffic
morning.
Traffic on the ones.
Traffic on the ones. Remember that?
Get it
right,
first, get
actually,
it fast.
You know what? I do remember that.
Yeah.
You know, and I hated saying that. Get it first, get it fast.
Isolate that.
Oh, dear. Probably not your kid's proudest moment.
It was weird.
You talk about a moment. One of my moments was when Mary came to the house and picked me up and drove me in that morning.
Yeah.
And you said the famous traffic reporter is taking you to work.
Yes, and we had a very pleasant time on the way in.
I had to Google map the thing.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, listen, we are proud of you. And,
I thought we all get to tell Mary stories
now. And we're thrilled about you. Have you got one?
Well, no, I thought of this, but it's going to get reversed, and I'm going to end up looking bad in this. But
Andrew has been with me the whole time.
I have, yeah. Yes. Mary and I worked together the whole time, and we drove together with Lyle Dean to Tom's wedding.
Oh,
remember this?
This is a great story.
Oh, my gosh. And you're so funny to drive with because you're focused and you're, you know, doing your thing, but you're so chill and so relaxed, and we're talking, and I fell asleep.
Yeah, in the back seat because
And Mary and Lyle, right.
Shotgun!
Yeah, right. So I fall asleep, and there the whole time I knew they were like kind of throwing things at me. They turned into these kids.
She was drooling.
And she always says I was drooling, but I don't think I was.
Was that the one up on that lake in Door
Tom
County?
Peterson,
yeah. I remember Lyle like speeding past me on the highway.
Lyle Dean drives like a crazy man.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't know you guys were in the car.
Well, Lyle's doing like 100 miles an hour.
Well, you couldn't see Andrea. She
drooling.
I was going to say, it didn't seem like you were bothered by it.
No, I know.
Long Lake Lodge. Or Lake Lawn. What was it?
Lake Lawn Lot?
Lake Lawn.
No, it wasn't Lake Lodge. But it was some kind of lodge.
But I'm telling you, if you ever want a road trip, Mary and Lyle Dean. We had a great time.
We did.
Sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah.
Who are you bringing to the event?
I'm bringing my whole family, hopefully the granddaughter, Corey.
Oh, excellent.
Hopefully. Oh, good.
Yeah, cool. And hopefully my mom and a couple of my brothers and sisters, maybe.
And the bingo group.
Yeah, and the whole bingo group will be coming.
Yeah.
Everyone from the home.
Hey, we could have Bill and Wendy are hosting. We could have them call bingo from the stage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you,
proud
guys.
You.
And thank you for being my family all
these
years.
Awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
Now, I am going to do your traffic report.
Oh, okay. I brought you some tools.
Okay, it's sponsored, so do a good job.
Okay.
So this is like the litany I use, which is how you have to follow the roads.
This is the template that I listen to every day.
Yes. But I look at it on the computer, and you can't do that. So can you read that? Just do the inbound times right now because outbound is important.
Hey, Miss Bossy.
Okay. Lindholm Roofing is listening,
and don't forget David Hochberg.
Is that on here? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, I'm ready. First, what's coming up?
Okay, Steve, first of all, two people injured trying to escape a raging building fire on the city's west side. They are going to be okay. That story more coming up at 7:30 from the WGN Radio Newsroom.
I'm Steve Cochran from Mary Vandeveld, and Eden's outbound Kennedy to Lake Cook. Who knows? I mean, we got nothing here on the special sheet.
That's because there's no delay, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. So if there's nothing on here, there's no delay?
Well, no, I just didn't want to confuse you and add more stuff.
Yeah, you know me. Inbound, Lake Cook to the Kennedy, 30 minutes. 30 minutes or 30 what? Why 30 minutes, yeah?
Do I have to write that too?
Well, okay. Kennedy outbound to the Edens, 32. If you're trying to get to O'Hare, you're screwed. Milwaukee, is this the actual city of Milwaukee?
No, that's an alternate. I should have crossed those off for you.
Eisenhower outbound to Mannheim. Who cares? You should be coming to the city if you're working. At this point, 45 out to Route 53. Meanwhile, inbound an hour and 10 from 53, which means there's some clown on the inbound Eisenhower taking their sweet time while the rest of the people behind him can't get around him. Hit the pedal to the metal. Get out of the way, Grandma. People got to get to work.
Shouldn't really say that.
Stevenson, Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State again. Yeah, who cares? Inbound 52 minutes, Tri-State to the Lakeshore Drive. The Ryan inbound 25 minutes, 95th to downtown. Is that right?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Very good.
355, a hot mess. No, 355, there's nothing on here for the rest. Is everybody else okay?
As I said, if there's no big
delays
there.
This is much harder than it sounds.
If there's no big delays, I just didn't put one in there. And I didn't give you any accidents, like suburban accidents.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm Steve Cochran for Personalized Traffic on Demand. Do not listen to me. Get the Traffic Chicago app and listen to Walk of Famer Mary Vandeveld, approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'd like to apologize for everyone who needed an actual traffic report.
Now we know why Mary is in the Walk of Fame.
What was the number on the Kennedy again?
You're screwed.
He made it up.
Yes, you're screwed.
And all of that loveliness sponsored by LindholmRoofing.com. We thank them and we apologize.
Way harder than I thought it was. Good Lord. coming back in a moment on 720 WGN.